Kevin, before you say anything, I have a little present for you from our boss.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
No.
Hey, do you know what day this is?
Is this him singing?
Yeah, this is actually our boss singing, oddly enough.
It's beautiful.
Today is Friday.
Hey, it's Friday! What?
Thank God it's Friday.
I didn't know that. I'm terribly excited about that. Hell yeah!
Today is Friday.
Let's burn the place down today. What do you think, dude?
I like how excited you are. Yeah. I don't like how excited the singer is.
Come on, I'm just thinking Beetlejuice for some reason. Hey,
all right.
Hey, have another Mai Tai.
Hey.
Thank God
give it up for the band. Be here all night.
So thank you, Keith. That was beautiful. But what about some French fries? Keith?
Wow, you can never be satisfied.
Fries.
Dude gave you a Friday song.
A Friday song. He's just taunting me now.
That's true.
How are you, man? You ready for the weekend?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep. Coming up on today's show, we have, man, oh, man.
I know.
TikTok challenges are just out of control.
Right.
And I don't want to give too much away, but one of them involves showing your balls. So,
oh, well, I think that gentleman will probably be calling us who has a suggestion.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
On a regular basis.
Amazon delivery driver screwed up a delivery by throwing the package on the roof?
A la Walter White?
Yep.
Boy, it always takes me a minute to get to his name.
But you got to it.
Yeah, I got to it.
Yeah.
Good
so
for him.
So we're going to talk to delivery drivers.
I don't blame him,
delivery
man.
Delivery fails.
How do they not get really irritated and throw stuff on the roof all the time?
I mean, he didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident.
Oh, okay.
A total accident.
Sure.
So he's like walking around like, what do I do?
Oh, that sucks.
And KLOS presents Tool, and we've got your tickets coming up before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we do. Hell yeah.
On 95.5 KLOS.
And these guys want to say something to you.
This is Angus Young from AC/DC, and you're listening to 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's AC/DC station.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you seen these TikTok challenges that they
give me, like the milk crate thing?
Yeah.
And all that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many of them have you done and successfully
done? I have not done any of them.
What?
But there are some grade schools, which is troubling, in Virginia that are warning parents about viral TikTok challenges.
Oh, the bathroom destroying one,
yes,
for example. That's a fun
one. Yes. Play this audio of the story.
As a kid, I didn't need a damn TikTok challenge. I'd happy to destroy the bathroom.
Right?
I mean, no worries.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the weekend.
You are too ready for the
110%
weekend.
110% ready for the
weekend. I had something else in mind, but all right.
There you go.
Soap dispensers yanked off the walls at Fort Foote Elementary School. Dr. Ryan Daniel, the principal, says it was done by students participating in the Devious Licks Challenge they saw on TikTok.
Devious Licks Challenge?
That's the name of it.
Yeah. Devious Licks.
It just means stealing stuff out of the bathroom.
I enjoy the words devious licks,
yes,
though. That sounds like fun. Something you pay extra for, usually.
Grade school.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
all right, I'll opt out of that one then, I guess.
TikTok was not a thing 5 years ago, and I wish it was not a thing now.
Dr. Daniel says after the vandalism, she had a meeting with students and parents, reminding them while they have an interest in growing their social footprint, there are consequences for their actions.
It's that peer pressure. It's this desire to have a presence on social media, and they want to keep up with their friends, their big brothers, their big sisters and cousins, and it's cool for them.
But the problem is widespread. Ashley Ellis, the deputy superintendent in Loudoun County, says minor incidents in the district prompted this message to go home to parents. It outlines the TikTok challenges potentially taking place over the next 6 months.
And the kids are like, oh, I can do this one. Oh, hey, did you see this one on the list?
May I read to you the list?
Oh, please
it's
do.
Not covered on that.
Yes, please.
And I don't know how accurate these are. I did go on TikTok. I did find them.
Okay.
But I don't know how serious they are.
Right.
October is smack a staff member on the butt.
There was never any staff members at school that I would have wanted to smack on the butt. I suppose I would do it anyway.
I mean, we're getting into assault.
That's true.
Yes.
I mean, especially when you got a whole bunch of them doing it.
November is kiss your friend's girlfriend at school.
Ooh, that's going to go over good. Especially with COVID. That's fun.
December
might
end up with some people in jail.
Mm.
Deck the halls and show your balls.
Just means bring in the Christmas ornaments from home, sir.
January is another assault. Jab a breast.
No, nope. Drawing the line there.
February, mess up school signs. March, make a mess in the courtyard or cafeteria.
All things I was good at.
April, grab some eggs.
Grab some eggs.
You know, the theft challenge.
I thought it was throw them.
No.
Okay.
May is ditch day, and June is flip off the front office.
I don't know.
Not in school anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I would suggest not doing some of those.
Yeah. Which ones in particular?
Well, slapping a butt. Anyone where you touch somebody that doesn't want to be touched.
Very true. Very good.
That seems like that's a bad idea. Also, keep your balls to yourself. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Hey, it's Friday.
That's right. Yeah. Woo!
That means between 5 and 7, we take all your requests.
Yeah, it's nothing but a request fest.
Don't call now with requests, but between 5 and 7, it's all we're going to do.
Yeah, don't call now with requests, but between 5 and 7...
Well said.
It's going to be nothing but requests, and I want to hear some Rob Zombie. I want to hear some White Zombie. Let's get those requests in after 5.
But not now.
No, don't call now. Why would you call now?
For some other reason. KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Chase.
Chase?
Chase, yes.
Chase, as in Manhattan.
Like Chafe?
Yes.
No, Chase.
Chase Bank. Yes.
Like the bank.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You're caller 13.
What? Oh, crap.
Yep.
Awesome.
Two tickets to see Tool presented by KLOS.
Woo!
January 18th at Honda Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you got them for free from KLOS. Congrats.
Yeah.
What song are you going to lose your mind to when it starts?
Oh, too many. But 46 and 2 is amazing. You can't go wrong with that.
Nice. I almost played it. I decided to throw on that one instead. But there you go. Congratulations, man.
Yes. Enjoy the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Billy Idol on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. He's taking over KLOS this weekend for a 60-minute special.
I cannot wait for this. This is going to be so damn cool.
Three different times, Saturday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Sunday night at 10 p.m.
So that'll be right after Matt Pinfield and his new and approved show,
Correct.
Sunday night at 10. Yeah, Billy Idol doing what he pleases with our little station.
All right, listen, a lot of people have delivery jobs.
Right.
We're going to want to talk to you in a few minutes at 818-955-KLOS if you screwed up a delivery. Listen to this report.
This is the story of what happens when a package hits the roof.
No! There she is! Where's she been? Our favorite CNN lady.
Sluggo said 3 days ago, how come you haven't brought in anything by her?
Yeah.
So this is your chance.
Ta-da!
But the package recipient doesn't. In San
All right,
Diego.
Hold up. Back up
to the
beginning.
Yeah.
Because.
What did she say?
It doesn't even make sense. Literally, it's the first sentence and it doesn't make sense.
That's usually the case with her, actually. Yeah.
This is the story of what happens when a package hits the roof, but the package recipient doesn't in San Diego.
What? Just what?
The package recipient doesn't?
So he's not mad?
So he wasn't up on the roof waiting for the package? What's wrong with you?
Amazon delivery guy either ran into a spider's web or got buzzed by an insect. When he swatted, one of his packages flew.
All right, so here's the guy. He's standing out in front of the door. This is all on the Ring camera.
Right.
And he's got two packages. Both of them look pretty light.
All right.
And you know how the bugs start coming at your face and you start swinging like a crazy person?
Uh-huh.
So he swung and one of the packages went up and landed on the roof.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
So he's like, doesn't know what to do. How do I get it back down? Very freaked out.
I hope he got the bug thing to get the venom out. You know, that little sucker thing I was telling you about?
I don't know that he was bit.
Oh, okay.
But he was swinging like a wild man.
And up it went on the roof.
Yeah.
A la Walter White.
Package on the roof had him going in circles. He uttered a quiet expletive.
Just
a homeowner, Casey McPerry, commiserated, writing,
"Seriously, okay, this made our day."
What the hell was that?
That was a post on TikTok, and that's a very, very, very overused sound that they use. Yeah.
Boy, I sure sounds like fun. I got to get that talk tick right away.
The husband and wife who live here didn't know what happened until they got a message. "Hi, this is your Amazon delivery driver. This sounds crazy, but I accidentally threw a package on your roof. Do you have a ladder I can use?"
This sounds crazy. Those are my favorite words.
To start
because
off
you
message.
Know whatever else follows is going to be out there.
Going to be gold.
And the next day, Casey scaled the ladder. There it was. some saw advantages. Well, at least you know nobody is going to steal it.
Okay, that's actually kind of a good point.
Yes, but this is what she does. She starts reading from Twitter.
Oh, no.
Because she doesn't have any actual jokes.
Okay.
The homeowner descended with pole and package, a package of vitamins, it turns out. It reminded some of Walter White.
Thank you.
Tossing up pizza on the roof and Breaking Bad.
All right, hold up. So that was a huge scene.
Sure.
Somehow the pizza ended up on the roof.
That was one of my favorites. Yes. I was just, and then it stayed there for days.
Stayed on the roof, yeah.
Classic.
Yes.
I guess you know that house where they film it, people occasionally throw pizza on that roof.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, what a surprise. Listen.
We learned covering that episode that it's not always easy to intentionally stick the landing.
All right, listen.
She's trying to throw pizzas on the roof?
She was covering that story when the Walter White episode aired, and she went outside the house and tried to throw a pizza on the house.
Well, people have successfully done it.
And it came off the roof and fell back down. She's a loser.
An Amazon driver has to be in his prime to do it accidentally.
In his prime. Come on.
Sumimos, CNN, New York.
I love it. I actually love it.
All right, so delivery drivers.
Yes.
Delivery fails.
Yes.
That's what we want. Something happened. Something went wrong. When I was a kid, I believe it was in the 1920s, I had a paper route.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing in the back of a pickup truck, and I would throw the papers.
Sure.
Very safe.
Yeah, sure.
And one of the papers smashed right through the whole big giant front window.
Oh!
Crushed it.
What kind of noise was that?
Fired!
Oh, man, I bet.
Fired immediately. All right, so you're a delivery driver and something went bad. We want to talk to you at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your bad delivery experience.
Okay, here's what, am I on the air?
Yes.
I'm a wild. Okay, here's what happened. I ordered a pizza from New York Pizza in Van Nuys. And I'm waiting for it, and waiting for it, and waiting for it. And all of a sudden, I'm looking out the window, and I see the driver pull up and walk to my front door, and he did not have a pizza.
What?
And he walks to the front door, and I open the door, and I go, yes, hello. And he says, New York Pizza. And I said, are you missing something? And he said, oh, dude, I left the pizza on the top of my car at the last stop.
Did it not occur to him when he got out of the car and walked to your door that he didn't have a pizza?
Wow.
That was my next question.
That guy ate it.
Yeah.
100% he ate the whole thing.
So then I called New York Pizza and I go, hey, guys, your guy just showed up at my door with no pizza and didn't even realize he didn't have it. He left it on his car and drove away at the last stop. Can you guys please comp me a pizza? And they said no.
What?
Wow.
Everyone hates you. Why?
No.
Yeah, why do they hate you so much? What have you done to the universe, sir?
I don't know. It was pretty funny. I pulled out a TV dinner.
Probably better in the long run.
That's living.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. That is hilarious.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're a delivery driver?
I sure was.
And what happened?
Typical pizza driver. I had the guy's pizza on the passenger seat, you know, without being in one of those heat pack things.
Yes.
It was before those were even invented, I think.
Right.
And I had to slam on my brakes, and the whole pizza went down to the floorboard. And I opened the pizza, and it was just like halfway folded in half. And I just kind of shook it. I shook it back the other way and still delivered it.
Really? Did it look okay when you delivered it?
I don't remember. It's so long ago, but I'm sure it looked kind of mangled.
I have absolutely had it delivered that way, where it was clearly rolled around a few times.
If it's pizza?
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, ultimately.
Don't care what it looks like.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. A delivery driver?
Well, kind of. I was moving major amounts of lumber,
mm-hmm.
and I destroyed the cab of the diesel truck.
Oh, no.
How'd you do that?
I pulled an all-nighter, man. And it was like, so I'm going, okay. And they're going, you got to get this out. Well, I had it on the forklift and everything, and it's like, boom. It crashed and burned, and the owner of the company actually come running out, and because you could hear the crash, you know, it's like,
right.
sounded like an atom bomb.
You know, that sound effect is perfect. That's I heard it. Like, that was perfectly done.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't get fired.
What?
No.
Wow. Good times.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
Delivery's gone south. We're talking about delivery failures. You have one?
Yeah, it happened to include a pizza, too. I worked for a group, Mom and Pop Angelina's Pizza. I was delivering, and all of the vehicles were taken for delivery, and the owner wanted to get a rush to his friend on an extra large with everything, jalapenos, anchovies, everything on it. So he gave me the keys to his brand new Ford F-150.
Excellent.
Delivering it with that.
Excellent. Oh, no.
I took the pizza. I didn't want to get the spot on the brand new seat, so I put it up on the dash. Second block out, I hit a yellow light, so I floored it on the other side of the intersection. There was a dip, and the pizza flew from the dash all over the back window, all over the seat, all over the floorboard, all over the truck. The whole thing up.
That's wow. Fantastic.
Wow.
I thought I was going to get fired, but I got dug out of the doghouse 2 days later because somebody who was delivering in his truck in the evening, they used a high power spotlight plugged into the cigarette lighter. One of the delivery persons went up to the door, but he put the spotlight face down on the owner's seat.
Wow.
And it, by the time he got back to the truck, the passenger seat was on fire.
You guys really just hated him, didn't you?
I'd like to suggest the owner is an idiot for loaning out his truck.
That is awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, so I am a delivery driver, and I drive a bobtail.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming down the one-way street, and there was a car coming the other way. And so I pull over to the side, and I wait for them to shimmy kind of on by, and I'm like, okay, cool, they're by. So I make a left into the warehouse where I'm going to. And I noticed I feel a little on the truck. And I pull in. I'm like, I must have been a tree or something. It wasn't the cars because they passed by. So I look in that mirror, and I see this white van with a big old black scratch and the door just almost unhinged from the back trailer part of my truck that just was that little part
of
it. Oh,
no.
Wow.
And I see that in my mirror, and I'm like at the gate, and they open the gate right away, and I'm just like, who toodles? And I just kind of drive through, not saying anything. It was some person's like own personal van. So, you know, a week later, I don't hear any. All of a sudden, you know, end of the week, my manager's like, hey, take a look at this. Points at his emails, and he me making the turn. I'm like, I don't remember hitting anything. He's like, well, $6,800 worth of damage.
No. Did you get fired?
No, I didn't.
What?
I actually got more routes to that area.
Wow.
And I actually had to deliver the guy the check, but I parked the truck way down the street, so he didn't think it was me, the one that did it.
That's why.
So I was like, hi.
What does a guy have to do to get fired?
Hey, look at me. I have cash for you.
And then, look, here's a check. And I turn around. Okay, bye. He's like, well, thank you. Okay, I was like, ooh.
That's awesome, dude. Well played. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I deliver with Amazon.
Okay.
I was one day delivering out in the middle, up in the hills, and it's I delivered to the wrong house, and the lady's like, well, that's not my address, so it's over here. So I went back over to get the package, and the dogs destroyed everything.
Oh, man.
That's not ideal.
No, that sucks. What'd you do?
It ended up being her dog food for her dogs.
Makes sense. Listen, I would have literally run away.
Boxes of biscuits.
That's probably the wisest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
Thanks for calling. I think I would have scooped it all up and just thrown it to the, you know, like, here you go.
I'm sure they would have been satisfied with that.
That'd be a good one. Yeah, I would do well. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your delivery nightmare.
How you doing? It wasn't really a nightmare. I delivered pizzas when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up driving down a retirement community where I noticed a guy that looked like my Spanish teacher from high school, and his name was Mr. Armas. He was from Cuba, A-R-M-A-S is mm-hmm. how you spell his name. So while I'm driving down the street, I'm looking for this address, and I saw a guy that kind of looked like him, so I stopped, backed up, and I got out of the truck, and I was like, hey, Mr. Armas, it's me. And he comes out of the back of the garage, and he has no arms. And I was like,
nope,
that's not really him. So I got back in the truck, and I was like, sorry, sir, but while I was driving away, I was like,
you know, the guy probably thought I was calling him Mr. Armless.
Wow, what a dick he thought about you.
He's like, what the hell was that?
That was a dick. I was like, tentative to go back and apologize, but it was like,
leave it. Yeah,
know?
Just leave it alone. Yeah, I always find the best to leave it alone.
Yep.
That's very cruel of you, sir, but thanks for calling. Eating on the air. That is rule number one to always break.
I didn't expect that song to end so quickly. We're talking about delivery drivers.
Swallow.
We're talking about delivery drivers.
Uh-huh.
Where something went wrong. Uh-huh. Hello.
KLOS.
Hi, this is Marina, longtime listener of you guys from the last station. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, boo.
Damn it.
I had a delivery to my mother-in-law's house, which is next door to mine.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was on the porch, and this is from Amazon. Nothing on the porch. We were looking all over the place, and it turns out that they delivered it on the light fixture above the door.
On the light fixture above the door?
What sense does that make?
You know how you can get those decorative?
Yeah. Outside? So it was hanging there?
It was there for since the morning till the evening when we found it.
You shouldn't have to go on a search for a package.
Maybe that could be fun.
I have to go on a ladder to get my package, like the guy with the roof.
Right. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I was in high school, and I was drunk with a bunch of friends, and we ordered some pizzas. Well, we passed out, and a couple minutes later, the guy was banging on our door saying, "Don't avoid the noise, don't avoid the noise." We were ducking, and he left. And then in the morning, my mom gets up from work, and there was pizza all over our house, and the pizza box warmer was on our roof.
Oh, man.
Wow,
he had a meltdown.
He had a complete meltdown. He was screaming, "Don't avoid the noise, don't avoid the noise." And me and my buddies were crawling around like army style.
That's fantastic.
I love that story.
Yeah, I love that story as well. It has everything.
Yeah. Starting Monday, we're going to play a game with you, high, low, for cash. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Right now, Kevin and Sluggo playing requests for you. What is it you're going to do, sir?
I'm going to request a song, "Lit It Up" by Buck Cherry.
I lost some money on a flight to Vegas to that guy, the lead singer, Josh.
Oh, really? How? What? All right, lit it up. It's always interesting to watch a new artiste progress through his career. That is what Aaron Jones right there is doing. Dude out of Seattle that KLOS has been playing for a while now. His latest one, so damn good. That is Supercharged. It's the All Request Fest. Hello?
Holy crap, you hung up on me a minute ago.
Click dial tone. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Oh,
Kevin and Sluggo are not here. Please leave a message.
Oh, please. You're killing me now.
You have a request?
$1 million would be good, but I'll request a song. Deep Purple off the B-side, Pictures of Home.
Oh, nice. All right. So good luck on your monetary request. And here's your Deep Purple on KLOS. I picture a fish flopping.
A fish flopping?
You know, at the end of that little video.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's Faithful Moore and Epic for Tim in Canoga Park.
Good suggestion, Tim.
That's a good one.
Have you seen what we're doing this weekend?
I have. Billy Idol taking over.
Yeah, he's going to do what he pleases with this little station. That's pretty damn cool.
It's a 60-minute special Saturday at 11 and 7 p.m. and then Sunday at 10 p.m.
It's whatever he pleases. He's going to be playing stuff. I think he's going to talk to a few people, and that is going to be on KLOS this weekend. When again? I was ignoring you.
It was Saturday at 11 and 7 p.m. and Sunday at 10 p.m.
on KLOS. You know, I think Old Biff in Back to the Future 3 said it best. There's something familiar about all of this. It's the KLOS All Request Fest.
Dude, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Thank you. To you, too.
Can you guys play some face-to-face, maybe disconnected?
Oh, that's cool. That's nice. I like that.
I would love that.
Who are you?
I'm Cedric from Covina.
Are you an entertainer?
Off! I thought, you know what? I had that thought, too, and I thought, no, that's bad. Don't say it. And I didn't. It's called editing.
I don't know. I hear it's some sort of all request fest. You call up and ask for something to be played to start your Friday, and then we do it. I don't know. Kevin seems to know more about it. Dude?
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I heard that it's Request Fest.
It is. It's our All Request Fest. You have a song you want to hear?
Yay. Yes. Can you play All the Young Dudes by Mott the Hoople?
Ah, good one. Nice. Who are
Mott
you?
Mott the Hoople.
Sophia.
Sophia. Yay, Sophia. Color it done. Your weekend begins now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our old request fest, and Jimi Hendrix Fire is for Cheryl and Tustin.
And that's actually for me. I love this song.
It's anything also can... for Cheryl.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That wraps it up for Sluggo and I.
You know, I don't like the thing we learned this week, earlier this week.
About the...
Smells yeah. like Teen Spirit turning 30.
Oh, right.
That's yeah. horrible.
Right. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Inexcusable. Hell no. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty. What are you going to do this weekend, man?
I am going to a concert tonight, and then I'm partying.
Oh, nice. I'm partying. I've never done that before. I got to give that a try.
You really should try it.
One
I think you'd like it.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I like to just sit quietly. One last exciting thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.